This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Good times after the Guardians win. We go to a game 5 tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario. And to talk about it, we welcome in Todd Derry, one half of the Derry Brothers Guardians cast. He hosts it with his brother, if you didn't know that, Matt Derry. But Todd Derry joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can listen to the Derry Brothers Guardians cast on the free Odyssey app. Find links to it, 923thefan.com. Todd, how the hell are you this morning?
Oh, fantastic. I guess bunting isn't for losers after all, Kenny.
Boy, it's this has changed so much here. Over like we're begging for bunts the other day or yesterday, and then David Fry, who hasn't bunted since high school, he says, comes up there and doesn't just lay down any bunt, lays down the perfect bunt here, Todd. Sometimes like you just it's skill clearly, but some things just have to go your way where you're living right when you're playing at this level of baseball. Is it true?
I think that Tony said it. Earlier, Tone, I got to give you credit. You said it's amazing how much of a genius your manager looks like when your star players actually do what they're supposed to do and deliver. And that's what happened. I mean, we've been begging Jose Ramirez to do something, and he did it. David Fry has been terrible. Other than that one swing, he's looked terrible. And in the biggest spot of the series, he delivered. And again, and then when you send him up there to bunt, It's like A.J. Hinch, all the things were working for him, and then yesterday, because his team was executing and getting him on, getting him over, and getting him in, and yesterday, Stephen Vogt was pulling all the right strings because his players did it.
Well, that's what we're just laughing about, how much we just play the outcomes on this stuff, because can you imagine if the safety squeeze doesn't work out with Jose Ramirez coming up next, and if you know, once Rocchio's gunned down at home, like what we're saying about this, especially after the game where we played the audio and Fry's like, yeah, Skip came up to me and was like, hey, can you put down a bunt? Like, we would be crucifying the manager. Instead, today, it's like, yeah, we got our mojo back, and now we're feeling good, and we're riding the momentum going into game 5.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just go back to game 3. He pinch hits John Kenzie Noel for Will Brennan in the second inning. And if Noel hits a 3-run homer, we're all saying, man, what a genius move by Vogt. But he didn't. And then you're like, how could he pinch hit in the second inning for Will Brennan so early? So, yeah, it really is truly results over process in these big moments sometimes, for sure.
Todd Derry joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How big was it for Jose to get the home run yesterday? It's very difficult to criticize him, and there were people who wanted us to criticize him, and then we got killed by some people for criticizing him because he hadn't shown up in this series. How big was that home run?
I still come back to, if they're going to win this series, your star players have to do it, and he's your star player. And you could see the frustration on his face. He is usually the same no matter what, but you could see him getting frustrated. And for him to have – you know, that first inning at bat, he ripped that ball down the line and it was just foul. And then he ended up popping out and you know, he was obviously very frustrated. But my brother said it on the pod the last time. He hits from the right side at Comerica Park in his career unbelievably well. And that homer was from the right side. I don't think he lacks for confidence. This is not a a guy that's you know, not confident in his abilities, but it's natural when you're in a skid to press. And these guys were all pressing, and I think they were all every time coming up trying to hit 10-run homers, you know what I mean? But in the end, he's got to be the guy that carries the offense, and it wasn't a coincidence that they weren't scoring because he and Josh Naylor, for that matter, hadn't been doing much in this series.
What did you think of Bibee yesterday? He got out of that jam. I mean, the announcers, they were all over the meeting, earlier in the game when, you know, he had to be talked to and whether that changed things. Got out of that huge bases loaded no out jam, which was amazing. Huge gaffe by Detroit as well. So overall, what'd you think?
You know, it's interesting because in a normal situation, you'd probably still like let him continue on. But there is no margin for error. And when you have the big four, you are willing to go out and send them out earlier. He was fine. I mean, here's the thing. I love Tanner Bibee. I love his demeanor. I love that he wants that ball. He gets pissed when he gets taken out of games. He's very fiery. He's the leader of the staff. He did, in the end, he did what he needed to do. And the bullpen was, nails once again. But it also comes down to, take away from the pitching. We've been talking about this on the pod after each game. You know, going into yesterday's game, they scored 7 runs. 5 of them were in one inning. If the offense could give him some more run support, that would certainly help. But I think when he got out of that jam with the that really helped things out.
We have the benefit of hindsight, so you can say, well, we didn't want to put him in there at all. Would you have gone Herron, though, before Gattis, or would you really have maybe gone like Sobrowski and no Tim Herron?
I will say this about Tim Herron. Right now, I think he is really scuffling. I think that this is something that we don't talk about. These guys, these big four pitchers, 3 of the 4 are rookies and have never pitched this many appearances in their career. I think Heron's starting to wear down a little bit, but you got to go with the guys that have gotten you here. I mean, imagine he all of a sudden – listen, I'm a huge Eric Sobrowski fan. I think Andrew Walters next year you're going to see is going to have like a Cade Smith-type impact on this bullpen. But I think Heron's wearing down a little bit. But it just comes back again to, the results. If you go to Sobrowski and he completely blows up, you're like, well, why wouldn't he have gone to Herron? He's done that all year. So – I do think Herron is wearing down a little bit. You got to continue on until he shows you, that he's, blowing up a little bit. And he had the quick hook. Remember, these guys got to face 3 batters no matter what when they come in. So, you don't have a choice there. But Vogt's handled this bullpen masterfully all year. And I think that, you got to continue to do what you've been doing all year in balancing that bullpen out for sure.
So you believe it was the right decision after Cade Smith to go with Hunter Gattis, then Herron, or would you have switched them reverse?
Looking at the lineup the way it was, he was saving Herron.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
For the lefties at the top. So I understood why he was doing it. And you got to remember, Kerry Carpenter got hurt and we didn't even realize it. So at the time, I was fine with it. And it's these guys, Gattis has been so good all year. And I think he was trying to make sure that he had Herron up for those key lefties at the top. So he really could pull the goal is to get, we've been watching all series, AJ Hinch managing that, his, not only his pitching staff, but his lineup to where he's taking advantage of those splits, and he's trying to have a right-handed bat up against Herron rather than Herron coming in for the lefties. And for some reason, you know, he's obviously willing to pull whoever the same way, you know, pull his lefties for right-handed bats. He's got Malloy, and he's got Andy Ibañez. It's almost like the same exact situation that we have with Noel and Fry for Manzardo and Brennan. So I was fine with it. I was totally fine with it. And you know what else? Why I was fine with it? Because it worked. No, it's true. But it's true. If it didn't work, we'd be like, why did he do that? That's the truth.
So in that case,
I love that. At least he admitted it, right?
So in that, yes. Do you think we've been too hard on Stephen Vogt then as a fan base, or has it been blamed all on him?
Okay, so I think that AJ Hinch managed circles around him in games 2 and 3. I think that, as I said this on the pod, I said this with Spencer earlier in the week. On my way home from the game, I was at the game on Wednesday in Detroit, and I just said, I can't understand how Hinch continues to set these traps and Vogt keeps stepping into them. I think he learned from his mistakes. You noticed he let Manzardo hit as much as he possibly could. It didn't matter. And Brennan facing lefty, you know, it didn't matter. I think he needs to go back to saving those splits for later in the game or the key spots when it matters. I think he overplayed his hand in game 3 and he learned from his mistakes. Listen, he's a rookie manager. You know, he's never been in this situation before. He's still learning on the fly, but he's trusting his gut and he's playing the numbers in a combination of moves yesterday. So I am not, if they were to lose to Skubal in game 5, and this is the end of the season, am I going to sit here and go, oh, Stephen Vogt, he doesn't know what he, of course not. Did any of us see this coming at the beginning of the year, winning this division and getting into the playoffs the way they have? I mean, he's going to win manager of the year for a reason. So I can't get mad at him. No, I will not blame him at all.
Todd Derry on the hotline, Derry Brothers Guardians cast. As we look to Saturday night, it's Skubal. First of all, do you believe in momentum, or are you just as good as, you know, who you got throwing on that given day in a playoff series?
There's definitely momentum. I think that, you know, if the situations were, you know, the situations were reversed and it was 2-2 and the Tigers had won that game coming back to Cleveland, you'd feel a lot more nervous. I think this morning we all woke up feeling a little more pep in our step and a little bit more confident in those abilities to win that game. Our crowd is going to, I will say this. I was at Wednesday's game in Detroit, and my brother can back this up because we were there. The crowd Wednesday was weak. I thought we were going to walk in our Guardians gear, getting heckled, and the crowd would just be in a fever pitch, especially when they jumped out, you know, to an early lead. It was like a sold-out regular season game, and the crowd was not that crazy. Now, I've been to both games at Progressive Field. I think game 1 was great. Game 2 was pretty good, but it was so – game 2 was so nerve-wracking, and we were all just edge of our seat because of Skubal. I think it's going to be that way too. I mean, you guys know there is nothing better than playoff baseball, but you are biting your nails. You are clenching those cheeks and, you know, and you're like, yikes, every pitch feels like the end of the world. But I do believe in the momentum and the fact that they didn't lose technically to Skubal in game 1 or in game 2, they had base runners. They just grounded into back-to-back double plays in the 5th and 6th innings and bailed him out. I also think it helps when you've seen him so recently. You know what's coming. I know he's the best pitcher in the game. But I think your approach that you will see, they were swinging at all these first pitches that first time. I think they're going to be working counts more. His pitch count was so low early in that game that it was giving him the ability. He could have come out for the 8th. He was under 100 pitches. So I think they'll work counts more, and they'll do their best to try to get him out as quickly as
possible. Would you make any changes in the lineup from what they did in that opener?
I would have Brennan out there instead of Noel, and I would save Noel for later. Noel's not seeing the ball very well. I haven't seen good at-bats from him at all. you know, we all fell in love with John Kenzie, you know, me included, because of the big home runs. But if you look back from his numbers from the beginning of September, he is just – he hasn't hit a home run in weeks. The at-bats are weak. There's something with Will Brennan and the contact. I would have him out there. That would be the only thing I would do. And then I like having Brian Rocchio higher up in the order and dropping Andrés Giménez down the order. I mean, Andrés did finally have the one where he got robbed by Cole Keith, which I thought was going to turn out to be a bigger play, but luckily Fry laid down that bunt and got that fifth run in. But Rocchio's been seeing the ball so unbelievably well, I would almost move him above Andrés and see, you know, because really when you get to the catching position, I mean, luckily Rocchio's hitting. Catching position and Andrés and then have been automatic outs this entire playoffs and for weeks before that. So Rocchio and Brennan, Rocchio moving up, Brennan in for Noel. That's what I'd be doing.
Todd, I've only done that once. Todd, thank you very much for the time. You know we love you. We'll talk to you again soon. And, of course, everybody listen to the podcast. I'll tell them where to get it here in a second. Todd, take care.
Let me just say one more quick thing. Mitch texted me and said, if we win Friday, I said, when we win, Mitch, I'll be there Friday morning for the boys.
Did Mitch write we in the text?
I don't believe he wrote we.
Okay.
He did not write we.
He should write either they or you. He should not write we when it comes to
Mitch.
He
didn't say, he did not say we. Okay. Mitch is nothing but a professional.
All right. Thank you very much for the time, Todd. We appreciate it.
Anytime, boys.
Todd Derry, Derry Brothers Guardians Cast on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Get that Guardians Cast. Get that podcast wherever you get your podcasts, especially on the free Odyssey app. It's wonderful. You want to hear everything, Gardos? They got it. They're wonderful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.